It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, it's movie time. Hello and welcome back to Talking Flicks for another week. JT here and so is Grant Lee.
Hello, how are you, JT, this fine day?
I am great. How are you?
Oh, look, just living the dream.
Oh, it sounds very... you know.
What?
Topical of you?
Look, I'm living the dream because I'm talking to you and we're talking movies and you know how much we love movies.
Have you had a good week? It's been a good week for you?
It has been a great week. It has been slightly quieter than it was last week because of Spider-Man. It was an absolute incredible, incredible week, which in the real news I've got some information about it. Which I can't wait to tell you. But it has. It's just been a great week.
Everyone I've spoken to about Spider-Man has said next level, great. A must see. So that's really
I've not heard one bad thing.
No? No, it's been really good. And again, Tom Holland just... You know, we all talk about Tobey Maguire and how good he was. And Tom Holland, I think, could be very much so long-term Spider-Man. So
yeah.
We will be talking more about that a bit later on in real news. Also come out, we'll see what's tops of the pops at the box office. No doubt, I'm sure Spider-Man's going to be there somewhere. And we'll take a look at what's happening around the screens. There's lots coming up this month, including the Travelling Film Festival. We'll be talking more about that in coming weeks. And we'll take a look at what's coming out next week as well. It's all still to come. Let's get things underway.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Oh, it's a big week this week for a Kiwi film, Miss Lena. It's not often we talk about a Kiwi film, is it? But
it's not.
And nuns.
Yes, a Kiwi film with nuns
it's
in
a convent.
It.
Yes. And it's PG. Of course it is. No, of course it is. This is Holidays. This stars some big names. Judy Davis as Sister Agnes. Got Jackie Weaver as well. Very well known. Sister Mary Clark. Claire. And this is all about when young Brian discovers plans to close a convent where these eccentric nuns. He sets off with them on a wild road trip across New Zealand to save their home. Miss Lee, these nuns and young Brian walk through snow and lots of it.
Yeah. Some of the stuff they do, it is just so funny. And I have to say, seeing Judy Davis, Jackie Weaver and Mira Margolyes as nuns, I can't wait to see this today.
Yeah, look, it looks great. It looks very funny. And we'll take a listen to it now.
Brian Collins, what have you done this time?
Blasphemery, sister.
Blasphemery, eh? Well, that's a serious sin. You better come inside.
We're the last three. Sister Agnes.
Sister Mary Claire.
Sister Luke.
We were the centre of this town.
Nuns Mountain. That's where she came from.
Years on and he's still no closer to accepting his mother's passing.
Yeah, I hate you! Get right. Out!
The old ducks have had a good run.
Things are about to change around here.
Tell them what you told me.
The bishop sees a convent that's falling to pieces.
Oh, a property developer sniffed us out.
They betrayed us.
The deeds to the convent are in the South Island.
That's where Mum's from. Why don't we just go get them?
We're never gonna make it.
We're going to fix this.
All gifts come from above, James 1:17.
Genitals like donkeys, Ezekiel 23:20.
I don't want to go home.
You've got a family. A family that's waiting for you. A family that loves you.
Sister Luke, you are very holy!
Thanks! I try!
Mum? I'm here, Mum.
Death
is one of life's great journeys. Journeys are not to be feared.
The nuns are not ready for retirement.
Things change, but we still look after our darling.
Whose car is that?
I stole it.
You did a sin. You should be prostituted.
It's a little late for that.
Ooh, yes, okay.
Oh, that sounds so good. Hey, it was filmed back in November 2024, all around different locations around New Zealand. We went to Christchurch, Akarora, and Mount Cook. I've actually been to Mount Cook, and that's where the snowfields are, and I went cross-country skiing at Mount Cook.
You skiing? Oh, this I'd yes. love to see.
And I also went to Mount Hutt and skied on the side of the mountain. That it was, yeah. I'll have to send you the photos. That was many years ago. That was in my younger life.
Photo or it didn't happen, Mr. Lee. You know the rules.
No, it did happen.
And I want to give a bit of a shout-out to Elijah Tamati, who is Brian Collins in Holy Days 2. Quite young, but, geez, he sounds like he's going to be a little superstar as he gets older. So that is Holy Days, and that is out today. Now, also screening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas, Spider-Man Brand New Day, The Odyssey, which is going great guns with Tom Holland's Zendaya again and the Christopher Nolan film. The Invite, Moana, Toy Story 5, Minions and Monsters.
Obsession and Scary Movie are all playing. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, Mr. Lee, now this was the week of rising petrol prices again.
Yes.
So I don't know whether or not. No, you're doing USA this week, so I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's why I thought I'd do it again.
Okay.
Okay, top five for USA. Number five is Moana. Number four is Minions and Monsters. Number three is Toy Story 5. The Odyssey is coming in at number two. And we've got a brand new number one.
I wonder what it could be.
Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Ah, sure is. I wonder what our number one's going to be for Oz. Any takers? Number five is Minions and Monsters. Number four is Moana. Number three is Toy Story 5, still hanging in there. Number two is The Odyssey, down from one spot from last week. And number one for Oz. Yeah. Spider-Man Brand New Day. Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. And I have to say, last Saturday was World Spider-Man Day, and Sony actually put out everywhere around the world pins, collected pins, and ours went very, very quickly, let me tell you. So anyone that went and saw Spider-Man on that day got a pin.
I'm not sure why you're not wearing your Spidey pin today, Mr. Lee.
Oh, I should have. Oh, sorry.
Oh, dear. Anyway, Spider-Man has been huge. How big? Let's find out.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Look, this has been one of the biggest releases so far. We got this special email today from Sony Pictures Releasing, and this, I just want to tell you how big Spider-Man Brand New Day was. So over the weekend, which our weekend is a four-day weekend, Thursday to Sunday, it took $30.4 million Australian dollars in those 4 days, which is incredible. It's been the biggest opening weekend of 2026. It's the second biggest opening weekend of all time in Australia. It's the biggest opening weekend since 2019. It's the biggest opening weekend of any of the Spider-Man movies. It's been the biggest opening weekend outside of holidays. The biggest box office ever recorded on a Saturday with $9.3 million, which that is insane. The biggest box office ever recorded on a Sunday for $8.18 million Australian dollars. And it's been the biggest opening weekend for Sony Pictures releasing Australia. That is insane.
I lost count of all those facts.
I just went, oh my gosh. So you just think this sort of stuff is just, yeah. So you might be wondering what was since 2019. It was Avengers Endgame, and it took $34.1 million over 4 days.
You know, Miss Lee, how I said that I thought that Devil Wears Prada 2 would be the biggest movie of the year. Can I take that back and make a little change with my hand with a pencil here, please?
And guess what? I think I will be changing too.
Oh, yours is a no doubt it's a change. But yeah, look, this is just huge. Did we see this coming? Because I knew it would be big, but this is far bigger than what I kind of thought would happen. So,
me too. I didn't think it would be this big. It is so much bigger. And when you think around the world, Mexico, UK, everywhere, it is the number one movie, and it's in breaking records everywhere. And people are loving it.
I wonder what our Flickster will think of it tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting to find out. Because we did send that Flickster along to watch this movie, so it'll be great to hear what he thinks.
Yeah, and that big Spider-Man fan are here too, so,
okay.
Yeah, so he's got a big score to give, hopefully. Now, also, some of the other big stories making waves in Hollywood. Robert Downey Jr. reportedly set to earn around $100 million for appearing in two upcoming Avenger films, which is underscoring Marvel's continued investment in its biggest stars. So there you go, chucking heaps of cash at Robert Downey Jr., which you'd have to do. You have to do, right? Because Robert Downey Jr. is Avengers. And Simu Liu as well says he's still amazed by the passion of Marvel fans as anticipation builds around Avengers Doomsday, which we're going to see a bit later on this year.
Yeah, December that one comes out.
So it's for Christmas.
Can't wait.
Which is great.
But as you said, Robert Downey Jr., he was Iron Man. He's the one that started all this craze all those years ago.
Yeah.
So they've got to look after him.
Yep, take him out of it and there'll be big trouble. Sandra Bullock has reportedly said she isn't looking to replace her late partner and remains focused on her family. So, yeah, that's fair enough. I guess she's at age now where she needs to do that. And Pammy Anderson, now, we all have a bit of Pammy, don't we? I remember seeing her in with Liam Neeson last year in that Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
Yeah. Oh, they were great together, those two.
They were. And they were an item for a bit too, weren't they?
I think so.
I think they were.
The on-screen chemistry was just next to none. It was fantastic. Anyway, she covers Vogue Australia's August issue while promoting several upcoming film projects that she's working on and also working on a career resurgence following those acclaimed recent performances. So there's something to watch out for with Pammy Anderson. And Pierce Brosnan, now he was spotted in Sydney. What was the go there?
We don't know why he's in Sydney at the moment. He was spotted during the week, and so it'll be interesting to see. We know it's not a James Bond because he doesn't do James Bond anymore, but I wonder what it could be.
I'll have to watch out for that one. That's the latest in real news with JT.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
All I'm saying is this is your week only, okay?
Oh, here we go. Real news is mine. Here we go. You love it when I do it, don't you? I'm taking over Mr. Lee. Watch out. Oh, you know what? You can do around the screens, right? I'll give you the mic for this one. Okay.
Well, in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange, as you said, August 21 to 23, we've got the Trailing Film Festival coming up. And tickets are now on sale from our websites, or you can go to the Sydney Film Festival website where you can buy your subscriptions, which is the best way to go to see every movie that is playing over that 2 and a bit days of incredible, incredible movies.
And that website is sff.org.au/TFF. Did you get that? Make sure you go there. And as Mr. Lee said, you can buy a pass for one single movie, or you can buy them the 9 and 8 passes. I'd get them all. Yeah, why not? It's the best way to see the Travelling Film Festival. And I think Tamworth's opening night, Rodeo Dreams, that looks really good, that Aussie film.
Yeah, it is an Aussie film. I'll ask you, do you reckon you go bull riding?
Well,
would you last for 8 seconds?
Of course I can last for 8 seconds, Mr. Lee. Are you kidding? My God. I'm not going to ask. Anyway, well, I ride that thing, I tell you. Yeah, so that's you're right, Mr. Lee. That's Rodeo Dreams, and that's a score from the Teskey Brothers as well. So we'll be talking more about this one, no doubt, with the wonderful Bea a bit later on this month.
Yeah, cannot wait to catch up with her to find out, or because she's great to talk to, and I'm so excited she's coming to Tamworth, so can't wait to find out more about the TFF. Also, August 30, we've got Andre Rieu's 2026 summer concert, Viva Madrid. The tickets are now on sale. And now in Tamworth, we've got a seniors movie and lunch happening for Holy Days on Wednesday, August 12. And then the following week, we've got H is for Hawk, which is our seniors movie and lunch. And then August 20, we've got a ladies movie night for Spa Weekend. And then on August 21, we have a disability private screening for Tom and Jerry, Forbidden Compass. You remember Tom and Jerry, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the little mouse and the cat.
Yeah. We're always chasing each other. August 26, we've got our parent and toddler session for Spa Weekend. And then in October 9, we've got our sensory screening coming up. So cannot wait for all those. We've got a busy month, really, haven't we?
Massive month. Yeah. And you can get more details on that at the 4OB6 or Odeon 5 websites. Let's take a quick preview of what's coming up next week. The end of Oak Street. This is an action, fantasy, sci-fi type film. We've got Anne Hathaway, Ewan McGregor in this one. There's a mysterious cosmic event that rips Oak Street from suburbia and pretty much transports this neighborhood to some place unknown. Oh, that's a bit creepy.
It is.
The family soon discovers that their survival depends on them sticking together as they navigate their now unrecognizable surroundings. So this neighborhood moves. Is that possible? I don't know. Obviously, it is in this film. Oak Street. Quite a common street.
Yeah. Well, it could be any. One Night Only also opens next week. It's all about two love-starved strangers. And they have one night of the year where single people are allowed to enjoy themselves. Let me say, because it is a G-rated.
Yeah.
They probably last a lot longer than 8 seconds. Then, yeah, they'll be right.
Okay.
You know, like we were talking about Rodeo Drive, Rodeo Dreams.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know where this is going, Mr. Lee. We may have to end this early. Tom and Jerry, The Forbidden Compass, that is an animation, Jong Shang. One of the casts that, and if you love Tom and Jerry, that's one to keep an eye out for, and we'll be talking more about that next week, Mr. Lee. I do like the sound of that. I think there's certainly lots to enjoy with that.
Yeah, it certainly is. I grew up with Tom and Jerry. I loved it.
Oh, I think it's the ice cream. You know, the ice cream that you can get. Is that Tom and Jerry as well?
No, that's Ben and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry.
Oh, God, you were close. Oh. You were close. Nothing like it. Jerry, that's it.
Wow.
They'll be going straight to the pool room.
Yeah, I won't be having that one anytime soon. As you can tell, I don't eat that very often. I go to the counter and go, can I have some Tom and Jerry's, please? Where is it?
At one time, they there. Don't.
All right, Mr. Lee, we're going to get out of here. We are back tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What's the go? Can you last the 8 seconds? What do you reckon? Reckon that's possible for you?
I think I can. Actually, no, that's another movie, isn't it?
That's questionable. We're back tomorrow with our Flickstar, who will be talking about Spider-Man Brand New Day. And no doubt, I reckon tomorrow, Mr. Lee, it's a 5 out of 5 Chalk Tops.
Ooh, okay.
I'm calling it.
Right. Let's see how close you are.
All right, that's tomorrow. We'll catch you then. Have a good one.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.